Good evening. My name is Marcella. I'm calling from Opinion Research. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and we'd like to get your opinions. Let me ask you, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Okay.
Right? Hello?
In what language would you prefer to conduct this interview? In English or in Spanish?
Well, it doesn't matter, but if you want to say in English, it's okay. If it's in Spanish, it's okay. Doesn't matter. It's not perfect English, but it's better. It's acceptable.
No worries, as you prefer. Thank you very much. Thinking ahead to this November, which of the following best describes how you will vote in general election for president, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? I'm definitely going to vote. I'm very likely to vote.
No, definitely going to vote. That's something that is our privilege and our obligation.
Understand. With which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat?
Republican.
Understand. And what is your main racial background? White, Hispanic, African-American?
I am Hispanic. White, Hispanic.
Thank you. And what is your age?
93.
Thank you.
93, 94, more or less.
Thank you. Generally speaking, would you
say... I was born in 1929.
Understand. Generally speaking, would you say things in the city of Miami are going in the right direction or are they off on the wrong track?
I hope it's in the right direction. I hope.
Okay. From the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Miami focus on most to help you and your family? Let me read the choices for you. The first one is inflation and the cost of living, like gas and groceries, growth and overdevelopment, affordable housing, traffic and congestion, floating sea level rise and environmental resiliency, crime and neighborhood safety, corruption in city government, property insurance cost.
And the question was what?
Which of the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Miami focus on most to help you and your family?
Is it very, almost impossible to decide because they are not only one, they are several.
Well, understand.
The housing is more important.
Affordable housing?
Uh-huh.
Okay, thank you. You will now be given a list of some public officials in Miami and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. The first one is Joe Carollo.
Hi, please. I don't like him.
Very unfavorable.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And the next one is Miguel Gabela.
That one, I don't know. I don't know that person.
Okay. Daniela Levin Cava.
That is a favor.
Very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Favorable.
Very. Okay.
That's it?
Eileen Higgins?
I don't know who it says that is either.
Understand. Manolo Reyes?
Favorable.
Very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Very favorable.
Thank you. The next one is Francis Suarez?
Very, very favorable.
Okay. Donald Trump?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. Damian.
Go ahead.
Understand. Damian Pardo?
Daniel who?
Damian Pardo?
I don't know that person.
Okay. Kamala Harris?
In favor.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
In favor.
Okay, very favorable or somewhat favorable?
No, somewhere favorable.
Somewhat, okay. And Christine King?
I don't know that person either.
Understand. Okay, if the election for president were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate?
Donald Trump.
Okay. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Donald Trump?
No, definitely voting. I am definitely voting.
Okay, thank you.
Is that my obligation and my privilege, both?
Understand. Understand. Thank you for that. When voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes local ballot referendums that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about three local ballot referendums that may be on your ballot this November. Afterwards, please indicate if you would vote yes in favor of the referendum or no against the referendum. The first referendum is called Charter Amended to Require Continuous Residency Immediately Preceding Qualifying for Mayor and City Commissioner. And the ballot question reads, shall Section 4 of the City Charter be amended to require continuous residency in the district in effect at the time of qualifying for a minimum of 1 year immediately preceding qualifying for candidates running for city commissioners, and require continuous residency in the city of Miami for a minimum of 1 year immediately preceding qualifying for candidates running for mayor. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against this referendum?
In favor.
Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor?
Well, I will have to study a little bit, so probably.
Thank you. The second referendum is called Partial Conveyance for Revised Development at 1111 Parrot Jungle Trail on Watson Island. And the ballot question reads, shall Miami Charter be amended authorizing sale and or lease of 5.4 acres on Watson Island based upon fair market value of $135 million to Eco Resiliency Miami LLC for residential and commercial uses pursuant to applicable zoning, waiving binding and requiring, returning 13 acres to city to construct new public waterfront park at no cost to city, canceling existing theme park and hotel lease, and contributing $15 million for affordable housing, infrastructure, and other public benefits. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against this referendum?
I will vote against that referendum.
Okay. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting no against?
And probably.
Thank you.
I will have to study a little bit.
Yes, understandable. The third referendum is called Charter amended to revise mixed-use lease on Watson Island, and the ballot question reads, shall City Charter be amended to revise existing leases at 888 MacArthur Causeway, sell 3.2 acres of leased property to tenants for fair market value of not less than $25 million, reduce overall development, extend term 24 years, waive binding, and authorize at not cost to city, $9 million contribution to affordable housing plus infrastructure, timeshare units become condominiums, mixed use to include office and expanded public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against this referendum?
I will have to study more because they are using so much money. I don't know how they can expect to live. See, if they are taking so much money for all those things. So I will have to study very. I don't know. I cannot answer right away.
Understand. If you have to choose today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against this referendum?
Well, if I have to, I would vote no.
No, understand. The remainder of the survey will focus on this third referendum on Watson Island that you were just asked about. You will now be given some specific components of this proposal. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove each. The first one is allowing office space to be included.
What space is being included?
Allowing office space to be included. Do you approve or disapprove?
I approve.
Okay. Strongly approve or somewhat approve?
No, some approve.
Okay. The next one is a $9 million contribution to affordable housing. Approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
No, somehow disapprove.
Okay. Reducing the overall amount of development.
There are so many questions. I'm sorry, I cannot answer anymore. Bye.